This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Colin Armstrong on Aesthetica.
Hi, you're with Colin Armstrong. I'm very fortunate tonight to have in the studio and who has Isabel Hertag, who's also very much volunteered and offered to do a live studio performance for me, which is really fantastic. Isabel is in a show called Death by Soprano, which is on at La Mama. Isabel, welcome to Aesthetica on Joy
94.9. Thanks for having me.
It's really, really good to have you in the studio and to find out a bit more about Death by Soprano. So tell me about the show.
Sure. Well, look... I have had a cabaret career for the last few years and have decided to retrain as an opera singer. So I've spent the last 3 years singing opera. But I was wondering how I could combine my opera with my cabaret experience. And then I was thinking about the fact that sopranos always die in opera and how it was such a strange phenomenon and sort of a bizarre, almost sort of, you know, fetishist kind of method of entertainment to, you know, watch the prima donna die. And somehow I sort of put those things together and I have created a one-woman show which is operatic death scenes from A to Z by category of death. So there's 26 operatic death scenes in two sort of 40-minute acts.
And
it's a comedy.
And it's a comedy,
it's
all
a comedy.
About death, but a comedy. Can I just read from something you sent me so I can just, anyone who's listening can tell. It's while sharpening the operatic blade in the cabaret toolbox, internationally renowned cabaret artist Isabel realised that being a soprano is a dangerous occupation. The average life expectancy of a soprano is 3 acts, 2 hours and 47 minutes, and thousands of sopranos have been sacrificed in the name of art since opera began in 1598. What a beautiful synopsis there.
There we go. So we're trying to give you every type of death that we could possibly come up with, from avalanche to poisoned bread to consumption. What else have we got? There's execution by guillotine. There's exile. There's all sorts of crazy, wacky deaths. Fox hunter, suicide, of course.
A few minutes ago, you said it was a comedy. Isn't it?
It is a comedy.
we're
it's a very
a
black comedy. So, but yeah, no, it is. It's quite humorous. We stage an avalanche in La Mama, which is a stage which is about 1 meter by 2.5. So that's going to be quite a bit of fun. There's lots of.
So before we went to air with Aesthetica tonight, you were telling me a little about it. It's also going to be very visual with lots of things happening, I dare say, or visual content.
Yes, I've been working with a fantastic director and dramaturg. His name's Derek Ives, and he's done a lot of work with circus. So he's been helping me to sort of harness this clown character that is the soprano. But he's also very crafty when it comes to making things suddenly appear on stage and suddenly fall from the roof and fly across the room, or there's, you know, candles that go out by themselves and things that go bang, and so it's very exciting.
Don't ruin too much for us, but it sounds like an amazing production that you put together. Now, you wrote the production?
I did. I wrote the original sort of story and script and collected all of the death scenes, but then I've been developing it with Derek, so we've sort of collaborated together on this next process.
And an incredibly creative person by the sounds of it to you know, put the ideas forward and then bring them to the stage.
Oh yes, look, it's I don't know, madness, maybe.
Yeah, no, it sounds fabulous. And from what I've read, and I know we're going to hear a song from you, but from what I read, it's going to be fabulous. You're out at La Mama. What dates is the season?
Yes, so it's next week, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday night, which mm-hmm. is the 15th to the 17th. Mm-hmm. It's at 7:30 p.m. I think Wednesday has sold out, but we're trying to put more chairs in.
Oh, fantastic.
But there are some seats available on Tuesday, and certainly Thursday there's room for more people. Mm-hmm. So.
And after Death by Soprano, what is there for Isabel? Have you got something
What's next?
That we can look out for?
I'm doing a fabulous project for the Natty Muck Fringe Festival on Cup Weekend, which is called Opera in the Air.
Now, Natty Muck, that's up in... No.
It's past Horsham. It's a good four hours from Melbourne.
Yeah, I was just going to say it's in East One Hill, I thought, but yeah.
So I'll sort of... Out that way. Western Victoria.
Well, you never know. There could be some... people can listen to Aesthetica as we stream live, so you never know. There could be some people out there who are going to the Natty Muck Festival and they'll be able to hear you.
Oh, that'll be great fun.
Absolutely. It sounds fantastic. Now, Isabel, you're going to sing a song for us tonight.
And I am.
What are you going to sing?
Now, I'm not singing a death scene because I thought the death scenes were all a bit... heavy and morbid without the layers of visual comedy. But I'm going to sing a piece which is in the show. It's called Mi Chiamano Mimi and it's from La Boheme.
Okay. And can I ask your keyboard player?
I have the fabulous Joe Abbott on keys.
Welcome, Joe, to Aesthetica as well. I'll leave it to you.
Si.
dietro di me non ne saprei narrare. Solo la sua vicina che la vien fuori d'ora importunare.
Melbourne's most uplifting station, Joy 94.9.
Just before our messages, we actually heard from Isabel Hertag, who's written and created her own opera called Death by Soprano. And what a wonderful performance that was. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did in the studio here.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.